Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Amen. Let's turn over to the book of Philippians chapter 3. This is where I started this series on Thursday night. I've been talking about knowing God. And I tell you, this is so important. And it's just passed over. I guess sometimes we assume that people ought to know this. But you know, most people really come to the Lord in a crisis situation. They come because they are physically sick. They are experiencing trauma in their life in some way, and they come to the Lord to get help. And it is true that God loves you and wants to heal your body and bless you financially and heal your marriage and all of these kind of things. And all of that's true. But if you aren't careful, you'll get to where you only seek the Lord for what He can give and not for Him Himself. And that is absolutely wrong. And that's what leads to so many problems in the Christian life. There are so many people that are, in a sense, like a little spoiled kid that just comes to their parent every time they need something, every time they need help, and you draw on the parent. But then other than that, you forget the parent. You don't ever tell them thank you. You don't build your relationship. You do your own thing. You'd rather have your own friends. But every time you get in trouble, you know where your source is, and you go running back there. And just like a parent, you know, you love your kids and you help them. But boy, God is just so much more than that. He's not just where we go to receive things. He loves us. God is totally different than what most people know Him to be. They see God as a harsh, mean, judgmental person. And He's not like that at all. God is a loving Heavenly Father that desires to have relationship with you more than you desire to have a relationship with Him. And so I've been talking about that this is the whole goal of salvation. That's what it's all about. Last night I shared that the number one hindrance against us truly knowing God is because we are so physical dominated. We only use our five senses and we try and perceive God in some physical, tangible, natural way. And again, sometimes spirit-filled people get caught in this more than, say, denominational people. Because when you experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there are supernatural things. You can feel the presence of God. You can get really excited under the anointing of God, and you can feel tangibly the presence of the Lord. And if you aren't careful, you'll get to where you become a feeling junkie. And if you don't feel the presence of the Lord, you don't believe He's there. Whereas sometimes denominational people who don't believe that you can experience God in any real tangible way, they just have to go by faith. That's the only thing they've got. Amen. But you know what? You can get to where you are trapped in the fact that God, you felt God. You know, some of us in our devotional times and stuff, we are praying and asking God to touch us. And if God was to touch you, and if you were to have a goosebump or an angel appeared to you or something happened, it would ruin you. Because then, the next day, you'd have to have at least the equal manifestation of God's power, or you'd feel like, God, what's wrong? Why didn't you do something? And the truth is, He's with you all of the time. And there are these special things that happen, but we get addicted to that, and it hinders us from coming to know the Lord. If you didn't get last night's message, I encourage you to get a CD or a DVD of that, because you need this. It talks about, Paul said that he used to know Jesus after the flesh, but he doesn't know Him that way anymore. You can't really worship God in the flesh. You must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. And so we talked about that last night. And then this morning, what was I talking about this morning? Who listened? It was something really good. Oh, it's how that the only way you can really get into the spirit realm is through the Word of God. God's words that He speaks unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And then we went over to 2 Peter chapter 1 where it says, all things that pertain unto life and godliness come unto us through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. And this knowledge has given us these exceeding great and precious promises that through these we can know Christ. So basically, if you want to get into the spirit, Getting into the Spirit isn't folding your hands in a certain position or closing your eyes or doing any of the religious things that some people equate with being spiritual. Being spiritual is being dominated by the Word of God. God's Word is Spirit and it is life. And you go by what the Word says and not by what you feel. The Bible says that God is with us always. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Where two or three are gathered together in His midst, there He is in the midst of us. That's what the Bible says. And yet, how many times do we come into church and say, "Oh God, come and just be with us today. We ask You to come and to do these things." That's a stupid prayer. He said He's already with you, that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then we pray as we leave that place, "God, go with us as we leave here and just be with us this week." Stupid prayer. How's God going to answer a prayer like that? He says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." The only way He can answer your prayer is to break His word, violate His promise, leave, and then come back to answer your prayer. I know some of you think, you're making a big deal out of nothing. No, it's important. You know why we pray stupid prayers? Because we don't believe what the Word says. The reason we plead with God to come and anoint us is because we don't believe what the Word says, that He that hath anointed you is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." He didn't pray for it to come. He says it's already there. Most churches that I go into will get me in a back room and they'll pray that God will anoint me. And I'm so polite and kind, and I never say anything that would offend anybody. So I usually don't say anything. But I'm sitting there thinking, you know what? If you don't believe I'm anointed, why did you invite me to come in the first place? Why would you wait until 10 minutes before I'm up here to ask God to anoint me? That's a stupid prayer. God would be unjust to call me to preach His word and then not give me His ability to be able to do it. And you know what? I know that I'm operating in God's ability. You may not know that. Some of you may question it. But you know what? I used to be an introvert. I couldn't even look at a person in the face and talk to them. I couldn't talk to a person one-on-one. And now I'm preaching to millions and millions and millions of people. I am doing something that it is impossible for me to do. I know that God has anointed me, and so I don't go and ask God to do what He promised that He already would. I don't ask God to heal me when He says, "By His stripes you were healed." See, all of these things indicate that we don't know God. And so we've got to start going by what the Word says. The Word says that God has never leave us nor forsake us. I don't care whether you feel that or not. God's always with you. But I don't feel it. We've gotten to where we've enthroned feelings to the place that feelings are more important than the Word of God. The Word of God says this, but this is what I feel. I feel pain in my body, so I couldn't be healed. That's not true. I'm going to share some of this with you tonight, if I can get through with the introduction. So let's go back to Philippians chapter 3. These are the verses that I started with where Paul talked about that he wanted to know Him. Philippians chapter 3, in verse 7, he says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." What a great attitude. If every person in here had this attitude that knowing Jesus was more important than anything else, everything else in comparison to knowing Jesus is like dung. Oh, what a word picture. If every one of us believed that, I guarantee you, your life would be just, headed straight up. Miracles, joy, peace, power, prosperity, blessing, anointing, everything in your life would be going through the roof if we would just esteem God first in our life the way that this is describing. That's without exception. If your life isn't absolutely supernatural, then you haven't counted everything in comparison to Jesus as dung. You're doing other things and being occupied. That's just the bottom line. This is how important knowing Jesus is. And here's the results of this. In verse 9 it says, "And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith," in verse 10, "that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection." In verse 10, he was seeking it. In verse 8, he says that he had already counted everything loss and dung compared to knowing Christ. And then in verse 10, he talks about that I might know him. So this is a progressive thing. It's not like you just know God one time and have him figured out and never get this figured out. He goes on to say down here in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. That's another secret, is just do one thing. Put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God, and I guarantee you everything else will be added unto you. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So knowing God isn't a static thing. It's not like you just encounter God one time and you've got Him figured out. You know, I wished I had time to turn over to Exodus chapter 32 and chapter 33 about Moses, but Moses knew God as nobody in his day did. God talked to him face to face. Matter of fact, God even rebuked other people. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram in the 16th chapter of the book of Numbers came out and spoke against Moses and says, what makes you think you're the only one God can use? We're all the Levites. We are all the ministers of God. You take too much upon yourself. And God came down and opened the earth, swallowed Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, 250 men alive into the pit, and the earth closed on them. And then God appeared and said in an audible voice, if anybody among you wants to talk to me, I'll give you a dream, a vision, a revelation. But my servant Moses isn't that way. I'll talk to him face to face. Boy, Moses was a powerful man. And yet Moses, in Exodus chapter 32, he cried out and he says, God, show me your ways that I may know you. A man who already had talked to God face to face, had seen the burning bush, had called these 10 plagues upon the nation of Egypt, had delivered the Israelites out of bondage. The man who had done all of these things, who went up into the mountain and came down and his face was shining. After that, he says, show me your ways that I might know you. You don't ever know God completely.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled, Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK145 titled, What the Word Reveals About God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. We hold them all around the country. You, of course, get the teaching, but I also bring as many as 10 to 20 or 30 students with me. We pray with people. We've been seeing great miracles. I mean, people heal, come out of wheelchairs, blind eyes open. We also have personal ministry. I visit with people before and after the service. There's just so much more to one of our Gospel Truth seminars than what you can get right here over the radio. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth seminars.